What Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
What is the deal, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag. And if you're wondering why Letty's not here, it's because she's been kidnapped. And the only reason, the only way we could get her back is if you guys buy tickets to the Brown Bag Live show.
It's January 17th. Don't forget AXS.com.
Yes, because and actually they told her, they're like, hey, we're going to let her go a day before the live show. But if you guys don't have the money after the live show, she's gone again. So please buy your tickets to our Brown Bag Live show. Put the link in the description. If not, our Letty will be gone. Now we're just kidding. Her baby is sick. You feel me? So obviously her family comes first. So hopefully her and the family get better. You know what I'm saying? You know, like with this weather change, the flu.
Yeah.
The flu. There's nothing like higher than, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I'm saying?
It's going around right now.
Yes.
It's going around. The sickness. Everybody has it. I had it for a couple, I feel like almost 2 weeks damn near during
Thanksgiving. I remember one time you got me really sick and I hated you for like a month.
I did? You was me?
Yeah, fool.
What did I do?
Because you and Letty are probably more likely to get me sick because you guys have kids. And, you know, kids go to school. But also, I can't blame myself because I'd be at the club sharing bottles with random bitches.
Also, I was about to say, it couldn't have been a cualquiera that you were at the fucking club with. At the sex with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, usually, as I get older, I start caring about shit like that more.
Yeah,
you have to. Like, when I was a kid, I used to piss without washing my hands.
Ooh.
And now, even though I don't touch my pee-pee,
I
wash my hands.
Yeah, I'd be washing my hands like a motherfucker. But, man, life was so fun when you didn't have to wash after you pissed.
What?
Like, that was... run back out to the playground like nothing happened.
And that's one thing, like, women will never understand. Like, you guys always talking about, like your life's hard. Your life's, like your guys' life's not hard. It's so simple. Yeah, it is, bitch. Life is simple. I used to be able to piss without even washing my hands. Just little wingle.
Run
out back to the playground. Six, don't make it seem like you didn't do that.
No, I'm saying, I've pissed without washing my hands for sure as a kid. But I'm saying, you don't aim?
No, yeah, you aim. You wiggle after, you feel me? You wiggle a little wiggle. Yeah. Get the little extra drops off.
You ever play games like how you're like aiming? Like you're trying to if you knock something down? Or
oh, my God, yes. I did that one time. And I got it halfway. A gum was stuck. I remember somebody stuck a gum like a weirdo. Somebody stuck a gum on the urinal like a weirdo, and I was trying to knock it down. And it was halfway. And that was during in the morning. And then at lunchtime, I came back and succeeded.
With more ammo.
I guess nobody else was as creative as me in my school.
It's like playing like Galaga or something. Yeah. I'm going to knock it down.
Yeah, those were honestly the best days where you were able to piss without washing your hands.
I know. And you can only do it when you like piss on the side of the road and there's no bathroom, so it's socially acceptable.
Yes.
But then you got to put hand sanitizer.
But the other day, I just wanted to feel young again. So I was going to do it, and then one of the homies, what a fucking lame ass fool, was like, you don't wash your hands, fool?
Hater.
And I was like, fool, you cheat on your bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, don't worry about me washing my hands. Worry about your dick falling off. What about that? Know what I'm saying?
The other day, I was driving to San Diego to go to Survivor Series out in Petco Park, and I was like, I had to piss so bad, and everyone was asleep. And I was like, should I just pull over? Because it was like a lot of traffic. I'm like, should I just pull over and piss? And like the adult dad in me, I couldn't. I was like, nah, this is like young boy shit. Like, I was
Wait, why?
Because, bro, it's just like.
Also, Vic, that's like dad in you. But also, you're old enough to your bladder could get infected for that food.
It is what it is. I'll take that infection like a man.
You gotta go, man.
Nah,
it felt like...
Was it one of those that was hurting your pee-pee?
No, not that bad. But it's just like I really wanted to go. And then, you know, when you're stopped in traffic, so it's like you can easily just kind of pull over. And I was like, I'm gonna do it. And I'm like, nah. I'm like, just... Because what if like cop rolls by? This is like my thought process. I'm always like in paranoid mode. Cop rolls by, public urination. Oh, there's kids around. Fucking now nobody's going to Survivor Series. Now my Survivor Series is in the fucking San Diego jail. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
With Big Bubba and shit. With and Big I'm like, Bubba. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I just gotta wait till fucking.
Was there not a gas station around?
No, because it was like a certain stretch of road.
I know exactly where.
You know, like, where it kind of like it goes like into like
going,
three lanes.
Like when you're going from like Orange County to the beginning of San Diego. It's like where the Navy base
like
is at and stuff.
Carlsbad area. Yeah. I was right there and it was just damn near stopped. And I was like, fuck.
And they're all dangerous. Like either getting off there, you might get deported or or well, not you. Maybe not Little Vic either.
Yeah, I didn't think about the...
Poor Brooklyn. Why does he have to be the victim? Three white people in the car?
I know, right? No, yeah, so...
Oh, so you just waited to like the nearest gas station?
I just waited, yeah. Yeah.
As a grown-ass man, mm-hmm. how excited were for you to go see Survival Series?
I was.
I know.
I've seen John Cena's, like, one of his last matches was pretty fire. Dominic Mysterio. Like, he's a GOAT, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and just being out there, it's like reliving my childhood because I couldn't do that shit as a kid. Like, my dad was not taking me to no wrestling show.
Fuck no.
You know, at all. So, like, it's cool to be able to do that now and take the whole family. And Jordan and Brooklyn weren't that into it, but...
They were there supporting, more support.
Yeah, yeah. Vic was, oh, my God. Like, you know, and just that in itself, it was like his birthday gift from me to him. Yeah. So even that in itself was just like, it was all worth it.
It's like such a boy moment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's for like, sure. It's like, it's kind of like, hypothetically speaking, like if Jordan were, I mean, if Brooklyn were to join like cheer, like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be super excited to be at a cheer competition all day. But you'll be supportive. You're there for the girls. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So no, like it was cool. Yeah, it was dope. And for me, it's like I'm still into it. I'm not on like gonna fucking scream my head off. You know what I'm saying? But it was a dope time.
I mean, there's no intro like there's a couple intros that no matter who you are, you remember. It's like I think like the Nothing But a G Thing intro.
Oh yeah.
And then a John Cena intro. Like like other John Cena, because that's his song, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not like he got the song from somebody or nothing. Like he literally has an intro that. Whether you're a girl, a guy, no matter who you are, you're gonna know.
Oh yeah.
Who John Cena is.
Yeah.
And honestly, wrestling is a lot like hip hop.
It is.
Very a lot of sexual abuse behind the scenes. Old fools hate younger fools.
And, Vince and the McMahon, food, and, Diddy.
And, yeah, yeah, like
Vince 6'7".
6'7". John Cena's like John Cena's kind of like.
Kind of like 50 Cent.
Kind of like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And Dominic Mysterio. And then who's like Ja Rule?
Who's like Ja Rule?
Ja Rule of wrestling.
The Ja Rule of wrestling. There's somebody that's like always kind of gets the short end of the stick.
And then
okay. Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is snitching right now.
Oh, he hates everybody too.
Okay, so Ja Rule is like.
Bret Hart.
Ja Rule is like Bret Hart. And then who's the hoe in wrestling?
Like a hoe, like a girl,
like
or like
a like a slut,
like a slut.
Oh, someone had got fired because they were sleeping around too much, and I can't remember her name.
Oh,
well, she could be like Little Kim.
I think it was Alicia Fox actually.
Alicia Fox.
She got fired for sleeping around.
That's a
too
pretty
much.
Deep cut, my brother.
Yeah.
Lita was like starting love triangles with fucking Edge and Matt Hardy.
Okay, so now
she left one to go to the other.
Okay, so now we have Saweetie.
Then also, Triple H was with Chyna.
Yeah.
And then Chyna got fired so Triple H could get with Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like, let's say he's like a...
Triple H is Jay-Z.
Triple H is Jay-Z.
Yes, that's right. Whoa. He played the game the best.
Yeah.
McMahon is Diddy.
Yeah, for sure.
McDiddy. Okay, so let's McMahon, Diddy.
Yeah.
50 Cent, John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ja Rule, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
Dom Mysterio is like the young goat. Who's like the young goat?
Young boy. He's a young boy.
He's NBA young
he's,
boy.
He's NBA young boy. He doesn't give a fuck.
He does.
He doesn't give a fuck. Yes. He's going crazy.
Yeah. Sells out everything. Like,
definitely young boy.
Does shit his own way.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck, that fool.
He lies, he cheats, he steals.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And that fool beefs it with his own dad. If that fool's a knob, fucking yeah.
He's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yo, Dom Mysterio has a new, I guess it's not officially his walkout song just yet, but Adrian Favela.
Yes.
And who else? Calle 21, I think. Calle 21. They made that Sucio Dom song. That shit is fire.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen the Humble for Chico's Mexico just interviewed Adrián Favala.
Did you hear
it? I haven't heard
the song. Can we play a little bit of it? Just the intro.
Is it good?
This shit's hard. This shit's hard. I could see this being the thing, but I think in order for it to be a walkout song, they have to clean up the lyrics a little more. Because it's a little...
But honestly, I feel like WWE is like... It's like a PG-13 movie, fool. Like,
I know, but...
Calle 24, you mean, fool.
Oh, 24, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It's one of those things, fool, that... Parents thought, this is the one time... Okay, you can listen to this while I'm here with you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It don't matter if it's dirty or not.
Listen to this shit, bro. This shit's hard. Imagine walking into this.
Oh, yeah. Maybe go straight to the lyrics. Okay, leave it. Okay, perfect. Okay, I like it. I like the beginning.
That's what you meant. Yeah, the intro would be, it would go crazy.
Dominic Mysterio's is what Bronny wished he was.
Well, Bronny would have to go against LeBron. He would have to be like LeBron's like.
That's what Bronny. See, now you get it, six.
No, but Bronny really would have been Cody Rhodes. Because Cody Rhodes is a champion. Cody Rhodes is at the top of the top. I don't feel like as great as Dom is, this isn't to take away from Dom. Dom isn't where Cody is yet, but he will be.
No, I'm saying his dad was a legend.
Cody Rhodes' dad was a legend.
Yeah.
Dusty Rhodes.
And his grandfather. Like he comes from a long line of legends.
Mm-hmm.
But you think Cody Rhodes is going to be more legendary than Dominic Mysterio?
In the long run, absolutely not.
No, Dom is already absolutely way not. Ahead yeah. of schedule, bro. Fucking Cody Rhodes didn't get really popular until like 5 years ago.
Until he came back to WWE.
I remember when we first interviewed him back in the day.
Yeah.
People didn't like him at all.
At all, yeah. Bro.
And now he's everybody's like favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like how The Rock was, how Stone Cold was. Like, you kind of hate him, but you love him at the end
That's
of the day.
That's what I'm saying, dog. Yeah. What I'm saying is like, he made me watch WWE again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's of our culture, like not just like obviously we're Latino, but he's literally like in real time. He's wearing the drip. He's getting the tattoos. He's like a reflection of us.
I like it. The best shit where they tell him like "chinga tu madre," and he'd be like "la tuya, la tuya." Like he's constantly just arguing with fans.
Yeah, and he gets away with so much shit because it's in Spanish. I feel like
and also who the what are you gonna tell him? Like and this is what the WWE needed. I think if McMahon was still in charge, he would have been. Like sheltered, maybe shelved, but you have somebody like Triple H that's running it, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, "Hey, fool, be you," because he was actually a wrestler.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Hey, dog, be you." And fool, WWE is probably as the biggest it's ever been.
It is,
yeah, for sure.
Uh huh.
Fool, like
100%.
These fools are squabbling, beating the shit out of, and John Cena is like, if we compare him to sports, he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's the goat of all goats.
He's the goat.
He's fought in what, 3 generations?
Yeah. 2005 till now. I mean,
fool.
It's like
20 years of that fool's. I want to see a CT scan of his head and like an X-ray of his body.
But, I think he's all right.
But that's why he's probably retiring.
No, I don't think he has like CTE like that. I think he was always smart about preserving his body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's be honest. Is this for the greatest wrestler of all time?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
And nobody.
Yeah.
Him and The Rock.
The Rock, yeah.
No, The Rock's wrestling wasn't that as huge, but. His acting career,
The Rock's promos, his talking,
oh yeah,
is top tier. There's no one beating The Rock.
Like the cooking,
yeah,
shit,
yeah, like all of that shit, top to bottom. Yeah. Even his character now with the Final Boss shit. But John Cena, just all around, is the goat of all goats.
I would say it's like the best three wrestlers to me that I saw in my generation are John Cena, The Rock, and Stone Cold.
I love Stone Cold, but I replace him with Jeff Hardy, but.
Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy was incredible, but he didn't have
that fool. He was.
He's a little more.
That fool was too much on drugs.
If he wasn't on drugs, he'd have been in John Cena's position.
True.
For sure.
He didn't embrace that part. I think in the heights of his career, he was probably smacked the hardest.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say to me, it would be John Cena, DX, both of them together.
Okay.
Because how many times somebody tell you this and you fought him?
Right. they introduced a whole era. That was the beginning.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. WWE is the one place where you could tell somebody to suck your dick with hand movements and nobody's going to get mad at you.
True.
And and I would go with just Stone Cold too. Even though I didn't watch Stone Cold, just the whole beer chugging thing. I did that without even knowing
the broken
that
glass.
He was him. Yeah.
No.
But John Cena, and he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
And all right, you guys, sorry about
enough
that.
Enough of that. Yeah, we nerded out long enough.
Enough gay talk.
Sound like some Cowboys fans.
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott. Two. CeeDee Lamb. Oh, dude, did I tell you guys that I'm single?
Again?
No.
No, well, just news in case anybody's wondering.
We're all wondering. Honestly, it was top of mind for all of us.
Shut the fuck up.
Why do you say that? I thought you've been single.
Okay, well, Vic, maybe don't say that. Jeez.
Okay, my bad. I don't know. At this point, maybe I know more than I'm supposed to.
At this point, who's the problem, though, Duno?
Not me. I tried.
Again.
But they didn't.
I tried so hard.
It's just food. People don't like my career. And it's hard for me to explain to you why I'm flirting with Paula DeAnda. Like, this is the You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, valid. I mean, yeah, it's part of your job to do that, honestly.
Okay, yes. I will take full responsibility for all the parts of my job I've committed. You know how much sacrifice I have for this lifestyle?
Oh, man.
People always talk about waking up in the morning, going to work real hard.
Yeah.
But people forget, I cheat on my bitches to keep you entertained. My integrity, my loyalty, my morals, the word of God.
Yeah.
Be by one woman and one woman only. I do that all. For your guys' entertainment.
Yeah,
that's a real sacrifice.
Duno's not loyal.
I'm gonna sacrifice my family not to have a family.
Duno's not loyal to the women he dates. He's loyal to you.
Yes.
The consumers.
The consumers.
The watchers. The supporters.
If y'all tell me slap my bitch, I'll do it.
No, it is a sacrifice, though. And it is, like, a lot for somebody to understand. And you, especially you. You have to, like...
I like how it's like, especially you, not me, you.
No, it was me, because, like, it was me for a long time.
For a long time.
And so it was like, you have to, like, really mold, like, yourself into, like, all right, this is the real life me. So, like, anything I talk about is going to come out in some way. So it's like, if this is part of me, if you don't want to be a part of this shit, I don't want to change this shit, because this is working for me. You know what I'm saying?
And so
I don't blame you for not wanting to, you know, essentially, like, stop what you're doing or like slow down what you're doing in order for, like, to make this relationship work, which you're not even sure it's gonna all the way work.
No, yeah, because I'm down for sacrifice. Like, yeah. I'm down for adjustments. But I think what I've learned that maybe the last two girls that I've been with have been older than me.
Yeah.
And I think their space is in a different space than I am.
Yeah.
And as much as you try to make it work, it's not always gonna be in the right headspace. But
they're not up for the
No, not as I think it's more of a understanding and then sometimes, even though something you really wanna make it work, sometimes it's just not meant to be.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going, you know what phase I'm going through, fool? I feel like I'm going through your phase of what you were going through a couple years ago.
When
you're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, cause I was not really willing to budge on a lot of shit. So, like, things really couldn't work. Cause I was like, for what? Like, I'm a stop doing this for you? For what?
Yeah, like budging and shit.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't feel like. I didn't feel like doing it. I always told myself, until I met a girl, that I was like, all right, I'll be willing to budge a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not feeling it, if you don't feel like that girl, like, brings that out of you, then it's like, all right, well, fucking next, you know? And which sucks, because, like, they could be cool, they could be nice, they could be fun. But then it's like, after that, it's like, all right, but I'm not trying to, like, do this or do that in order to make you comfortable or happy. Like, I still want to do whatever the fuck I'm doing.
100%. And it's like an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also in a space where I'm like, dude, either fucking stay or fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, let's...
That's real.
It's as real as it gets.
And, like, if any of those girls try to go on and, like, date somebody else that, like, can be to a similar position to you, they're going to run into the same shit. With you, you know, like, with them that they did with you, because it's like, bro, there's a lot of, like, sacrifice that you do in order to, like, just work, like, go to shows. Like, people are like, going out all the time. It's like, you're going out is working, pretty much.
Some people don't see it like that.
And so it's like...
That was the biggest thing. I'm like, dude, you're always outside. And they're like, you're always outside. I'm like, yeah, at my fucking job. Sorry you're not funny.
Well, maybe when you put it that way.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying. I'm literally at my job.
Yeah.
Like, you think the green room is just full of bitches? I wish. Well, comedy doesn't get pussy like rappers do. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well, actually, I'm just kidding.
Unless it's Duno's green room. No, nah. Nah. No, but yeah, it's tough. Like you said, it can be an uphill battle for sure. Especially if like they're not just sitting there willing to like go along with the ride for you.
Yeah.
They're just like stuck in their ways too. And like, so you're just like, one of us got to fucking bend and it's not going to be me.
For sure. No, and necessarily not bend. But I think it's one of those things to where like, we've been trying to figure out. We haven't been together for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
some time.
For some time now, but trying to figure it out. But I did buy Christmas presents, and now I just have them.
That's the worst.
So I'm like, should I, like, I can't give them back.
Depending on what you got them, like, you know, let's make a deal.
Some nice shoes.
What's up?
Size 6. Sandy's like, I'll take them. I think she's like a 6'7". No, I don't know. I was going to say, I go to the text, but I deleted the number.
Oh, you're
really done.
I want to forget.
Muted the story? Unblocked?
Did you block it? Did you block her?
No, we've been blocked for a long time. We blocked each other.
that was months ago.
Like, we've been blocked from each other for a minute now.
Now, Duno, you blocked and deleted the number. It's still in your block list, so if you ever just want to screenshot it from your
I don't even know you can do a block list.
What an asshole. This is like the fucking, like,
I'm retired. I'm retired.
No, that's a hilarious instigation.
Just like, prank on her right now?
You know you can still find it. If you look hard enough.
Never too far.
Yeah, so I'm in that dilemma. Life.
Yeah. So
but honestly, I'm happy, bro. I'm like,
do you feel like relieved a little bit?
I mean, like I said, it's been like that for a couple months.
Yeah.
I guess trying to work it out, trying to figure it out. But I'm at the point to where some of the most beautiful things in life are not maybe meant for you specifically. Why the fuck is that funny, you piece of shit? I'm trying to be vulnerable here.
Or the time.
See, that's why people don't talk about stuff like this, because people like you laugh.
Yeah, you're right. That's good, though. As a Pisces, we need to be more vulnerable. We hold shit in and bottle it up.
YG does enough vulnerability for all of us. YG, man, you know what? I met YG one time from a distance, like a weirdo. I was getting to the Novo, and he was, like, peeing in the cut. And, like, I was walking up by myself, and he was, like, with his security, and he just looked back, and he was like, and I was like, and I wanted to tell him, like, hey, fool, we have the same birthday. But I didn't.
But that's kind of random to tell another man. Yeah.
Is it, dude?
When you blow out candles, I do, too.
No.
Let's blow our candles together.
Look. Nah, see, that's fucking, you make it gay. Like, I was going to tell YG, like, I wish for you on my birthday what you wish for. Like, I was going to tell YG. I just wanted to tell YG, like, hey, dog, like.
My life is crazy, too.
hold up, bitch. Stop hating. Why are you hating on me and YG's moment right now, dog? Let me tell YG how I feel, fool. I would have never thought that me and YG would be going to the same entrance, you know what I'm saying? But why is that funny? Hold up. No, why does everything have to be gay? They'll be hating on me and YG, dog. Me and YG, you feel me? We having a bond that he don't know about. But when I was a young boy, he dropped my crazy life. Me Vida Loca. And that changed the game forever.
That was a good album.
Sorry Mama with Tory Lanez? Oh. Great. You forgot about that song, didn't you?
No, I do remember.
Great song.
Sorry Mama. Or what about Me and My Bitch?
What?
Because my ex got me feeling all embarrassed and shit.
Like, that song made me feel like okay for dating a hoe.
Yeah, it happens to everybody.
Like, damn. Yeah, fool, that was... I'm just saying, when I saw him, I was going to be like, hey, fool, I just wanted to chin up, perro. Thank you. That's it. I didn't want to fucking kiss him, you weirdo. But I just wanted to chin up for gracias, you know what I'm saying?
Gracias.
Fucking thank you for blessing my ears for a lot of years. That's not gay.
Thank you for blessing my ears is a little much.
Thank you for blessing my ears for a lot of years. That's not gay. That's not a gay thing.
Yeah, he's just being vulnerable, bro. I get it. Like, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has it figured out. Like, you know, I'm learning that I am very sometimes I like I snap back too fast with like a response, like a knee-jerk reaction. You know what I'm saying? I'm discovering that about myself, and that's not always the best way to handle a problem or, you know, be in a relationship, because it's like it really gets you nowhere but in an argument real fast.
100%. I get what you mean.
I didn't know I didn't even notice I did that.
Like, I just did it like too witty?
Nah, not even witty. Just like an
fuck
asshole.
You, well, fuck you too, and then it's all.
Nah, you go for the nuke.
Kinda.
I know.
Like, overreact, essentially.
Overreact, and then like slick comments, like I don't know, like it's almost second nature, to be honest.
I get what you mean. Don't feel bad about that, because I think it's a natural instinct sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like, but it's not good.
No, it's not
good, because I've learned that on Thanksgiving, actually, I'm talking to my mom, right?
Yeah.
And I'm doing something, but my mom asked me to move like a table for her. And I was a little frustrated, so I kind of like raised my voice. Like a little bit, and just naturally, I already have a loud voice.
Yeah.
But it seemed like I went a little over, but I didn't look at it like that. I don't know why. I was just like, Mom, put your phone down. Like, help me with, like, you're telling me to help you, but you're on your phone.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone with my sister. And now she's like, and then my sister got in, and I was like, hey, who the fuck's talking to you?
Yeah.
And then me and my sister got into it, and she's like, I'm not coming to Thanksgiving no more. And I was like, well, fuck you, then don't fucking come. But she's the one that made the food.
Yeah.
Like, the sides.
It all just escalated so fast. Right?
Like, and it was, like, something where I could have been like, oh, like, I could have just said it, like, hey, Mom, tell her you're calling back. Or put the phone to the side.
Yeah.
But Mom's trying to, like, level the phone. Like, if it's and I remember seeing my mom get, like, I guess we'll just eat each other. And I'm like, I realized it right away. And I went to go shower, took a shit first before I put my pride to the side. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry. That's my bad. I overreacted.
Yeah.
And she texted me back, like, I love you too. Like, I'll see you in a little bit. But yeah, I get what you mean. Like, you sometimes realize shit sometimes.
Yeah, because I don't realize it. I'll just be like, boom. Like, yesterday, like, Jordan said something, and I was just like, all right, keep that same energy. And then I was just like, and then it just got into some whole other shit.
And then you got mad that she kept the same energy?
No, and then it's like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. I'll fucking sleep on the couch, you know? And then it's just like, then I just slept on the couch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's just, and it's like, it really didn't need to go there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if I was just like, okay, I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, try to figure out this like a solution, like a problem.
Yeah. That's just gonna drop. I know. So it's just shit like that. I'm learning.
No, you know I definitely get what you mean.
Not do that.
I try not to be like that with stuff in general. Lately, I've been in a really good mood. I've been like in a good headspace, but I definitely be getting frustrated sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just realized I gotta do shit myself. Andres, I'm just kidding. Nah, but I get what you mean. I definitely get what you mean. But yeah, about these Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so I will be doing it. If any girls wear 7.5, DM me. Might give you a...
What if we like raffle it off to like the listeners, the viewers or something?
I'm down.
Like, you know.
One pair I'm gonna just keep for memories.
When in case she comes back. Okay, look, you guys, you down to make this official for real? You down to like give it away?
You guys, I'm in a dilemma. I bought some shoes for somebody that's no longer in my life. They didn't die, they just broke my heart. I don't want to throw the shoes away or give them back to Nike. So we're going to be giving one of you beautiful ladies, especially the ones that have a shoe size 7.5 in women, a free pair of shoes. All you got to do is buy a ticket for the Brown Bag Live Show.
Yes.
Take a screenshot of your ticket. Make sure you cover the barcodes so nobody scans your ticket. Post it on your story and tag Brown Bag Pod. And one of you guys will be winning some free shoes. No matter where you are in the country, no matter where you're coming from, we'll ship the shoes to you.
Well, they're coming to the Brown Bag Live Show, so
they can
They can win it there.
And yes, and we'll all sign your shoes.
Oh,
and you'll get a free merch with it. So just go buy some tickets.
And every entry is valid except for his ex. You cannot win the shoes.
And or a man, because if you're a man and have a 7.5 and a woman,
you better get a dainty ass dude coming up to you.
Yeah, you better go ask your doctor what you are.
Yeah, no, but that's cool. That's cool. That's a good way of, like, you know, because it's like,
oh, you should go without burning it, dog. I was gonna burn him, fool, and have a campfire with my homies in my apartment.
You see, this
and
is burn
down
much...
my whole apartment. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Just cut kidding. My life into pieces.
Oh, burn down my life into pieces. But so, no, one of you guys would be winning the free shoes.
Yeah, that's a good way to flip it. You know what I'm saying? Like, turn a negative into a positive.
Yes.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, one of you lucky ladies wins these shoes, and hopefully you don't use them to walk out of your man's life, all right?
Or maybe she's single.
True, ooh. True.
Cinderella.
She could walk into Duno's life. He's open right now.
No, my heart's being guarded right now. By my man boobs.
All right, let's get into this. Whose steal is this?
Whose steal is this?
Jose, what is this?
What the... What...
What in
What's the,
demographic
of this? Like, who is this
made What
for?
In the... A prostitute got mad that she didn't get paid, so she exposed her daily client as this.
What? Okay, so it's a Theo.
Wait, hold the
we
fuck.
We have to describe it to the people that don't have YouTube. So this is a Theo. He has a... What are these belts called? It's like a
cincho.
Like a cincho. Like,
this was freaky, dog.
With the buckle on it.
Wait, hold up. This could also be a Filipino. Let's not claim him as a Theo right away. This can also be a Filipino uncle. We don't know what they call him, but these your pock.
What are Theos in Tagalog?
Can we look up what uncle is in Tagalog?
What's a yeah.
This video made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so basically he's like on the bed, he's fully clothed, then he has like the the belt in his
Tiyuhin.
That's a Tiyuhin.
That's not like Tahin a little bit.
Yeah.
A Tiyuhin.
That's a Tiyuhin. Okay.
What did I say in Korean? Okay, Tiyuhin.
So this is a Tiyuhin right here. He's like fully clothed, then he has a belt, he's taking it off. Then all of a sudden the next scene he's like face down, and then the belt is being wrapped around his arm and it turns all red and he's like getting freaky, like if he's getting tied down.
And what if there's a fool that just clips that part when you're explaining and the end of it? And then just repeats it and just in his truck van.
50 Shades of Brown?
50 Shades of Brown.
50 Shades of Brown bag. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, this is weird. Whose Theo is this? I'm not sure. It might be a Tihun. Or what? Theohin.
A Theohin. Jose, what the?
Theohin.
Oh, Theohin.
Theohin.
Theohin. Oh, would you like Jollibee Theohin?
Yeah.
Jose, can we investigate your phone one day?
That would be
let
cool.
Let me clear the history.
Let me clear the history. Much of the Theohin porn. Okay, oh, cool or culo? Let's get to it, baby. And that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, same.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
Taco Bell holster?
Oh my god!
What?
I'm gonna be honest. As a Latino and representative of the Latino community, I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's fire. I used to work there.
What's up with the hand in the picture?
Oh, he's
a black hand.
Mmm. Okay.
Six, what do you do when you
leave? Oh my god, he's a crib.
Taco Bell holster cut.
Is this real?
It's not AI, right?
I think it is real.
Taco Bell just created a taco belt. A limited edition taco holster is a play on the money belt designed with their partnership with Venmo.
Oh, that's kind of hard.
Oh, that's kind of hard. Okay,
I like this. See, I like it because obviously they know that people are going to be walking around with, you know what, I'm lying. In this time of life, people are down to do whatever the fuck, right?
I would wear it, but without a taco, because I feel like the taco's going to get on my drip.
Mm.
It's like, I'm going to have like fucking cilantro all over my pants and shit.
I know what you mean. You have like canned ground beef on your
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just like it's,
yeah,
ugh.
I get what you mean.
Ugh, spilling my taco.
I like this. I like that it's a collab with Venmo.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard. I'm going to say cool, like if you buy it just for design. Like if this is your thing just to buy. And lately, I'm getting into that mode, fool, where I'm becoming a weirdo and just buying shit because I like it, not because I'm aware. I'm becoming a Vic and Andres. Like weirdos. Like Andres has FTP boots and it's like Doc Martens and like Tim's at the same time. It's so weird.
He
like,
wears them?
Yeah, he looks like he's finna go like hang out with a bunch of naked fools that listen to Playboy Cardi.
He might. You don't know what he does when he's not editing for you.
I like this. I'm not mad at this.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I like them being like creative.
I fuck with it.
I can't believe nobody else thought of a taco holster before.
I'm gonna say cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really cool. All right.
Brown Pride. Two Latinos are Heisman finalists.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody's surprised. America's not ready for this, but we really are. Let's see who we've been running for, like, from the white man for a long time.
Now you're throwing.
Now we're throwing.
These are quarterbacks.
Okay, for now.
No, but Mendoza, they're running. They're Heisman. They're running because of, it's not throwing yards. It's the way, it's how much they run, right? Or it's yards.
I think it's play in general.
Yeah, they're just playing.
I don't think so. I think it has to do with their yards, right?
No. Heisman is just like the best.
It's like MVP, essentially?
Yeah.
I thought it was with their yards.
That's no, just, a lot of
can
times.
Can you look that up? Let's
get a lot this of times running backs won because they ran for the most yards.
Reggie Bush,
you're right. But it wasn't necessarily like a yardage thing.
I'm glad that he got his shit back.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so in general. Yeah. Okay, so what? Fernando Mendoza and Diego Pavia.
One of them is Mexican and another one is Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Let's go. The Puerto Rican don't really count. He's really black. So let's go, Diego. Oh, wait, Puerto Ricans are black. I don't want to hear it.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, I know black.
Me no black.
They get mad?
Yeah. Dominicans too.
Me no black. Me Dominican. Me no black.
Yeah. Six. They literally look exactly like six. And then six.
Braids and all. But six, you're also an Afro-Latino.
Me black.
Yeah, but that would be like six telling us he's not black. You would be like, bro.
Stop.
Yeah.
I put that on my application.
I didn't know. I put that on my application.
Okay, so Fernando Mendoza, he plays for what? The Sooners?
He plays for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh, Indiana Hoosiers. Okay.
The fools that are making making noise right now, right?
They're number one right now. They beat Ohio State.
That's what I'm saying. They're like a team that usually isn't in that position.
They're undefeated right now, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're a good team, but undefeated.
I seen Pat McAfee talking about how Indiana hasn't had something like this going for them in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of those states where they really love their college football, huh?
Hell yeah.
Like Indiana basketball. And like something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Pavia, he's for Vanderbilt?
Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these are two, like, you know, historically great universities.
Oh, great.
So for them to have Latino quarterbacks and then be, like, winning and killing and then now being Heisman finalists is fire. There's also another quarterback I want to shout out, Joey Aguilar. He plays for Tennessee, mm-hmm. and he's really good, too.
Yeah.
I think he's a California native. So, yeah, I mean, the way I see it right now is, like, there's, like, a lot of Latino growth in college football, which is going to translate to the NFL.
Well, hopefully. Shout out to the generation of your dad. I think that's the generation of, like, you know, because growing up, a lot of people weren't playing football as much. Your dad's generation, they raised you guys, and you guys were, like, either baseball or football.
Yeah.
Soccer, let's be honest. How many fools you know that played soccer growing up?
None,
because you wanted to be with the cool sports.
Yeah.
So that's
the paisas at school played soccer.
Real shit, 100%.
And then the baseball was like a mix of Latino and white kids for the most part. And then you could play football.
Most likely you're going to lose your position.
I think you should have known if you were Mexican, like, we're not going to make it. My generation.
Special team.
I'm 33. I'm saying my generation is like, we were kicker.
Special teams.
We were playing for fun. We weren't playing for, like, to go to the league.
And also, Vic grew up in an area where he has to go. Like, if he wanted to be a lineman, so did fucking the Samoan that just came here from Samoa. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta, like, beat Oos for his spot. Like, it
it was Umaga versus World Curse Vic.
And so, like, I just opted out of playing.
But there's a generation that, you know, you train as a kid and you learn to use your height the way you use it, and that's or sometimes there's blessed Latinos like Vic's dad that's 6-something.
Yeah.
And then that might be Fernando Mendoza and Diego.
Yeah. I think it's a generation that's, like, under you. I guess nobody told them that Mexicans or Latinos couldn't play football. Like, they must have not heard that because they're playing like they don't have those limitations.
Well, I think
which is great.
I think one it is that it's also the sport of football has grown to more places to where a lot of people, like, football americano, you know, like, it's you've grown to love and stuff like that. Like, I see, like, the way Aiden is a Green Bay fan.
Yeah.
He's never fucking been outside of Los Angeles. But his dad is a Green Bay fan, and my sister married him, so she's a fucking cheesehead. Aiden's a Green Bay fan.
Wow.
Like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, like, fool, you haven't even been alive.
Yeah, you didn't know about it.
But it's in his head that football. And my brother-in-law's pretty tall.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's like 6'3".
So he could play.
Aiden's a big-ass 9-year-old. I'm like, fool, we could make you a little slimmer because he's getting fat. We could slim you down by the age of it. I'll pay for that for to be a fucking Fernando Mendoza or, like, you know, be like a young star athlete. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and go out there and play sports that we didn't play.
Yeah. The cool thing with Indiana specifically, they have Fernando Mendoza's little brother as his backup QB too.
Oh wow!
So on,
that's pretty dope.
On Saturday when they played Ohio, Fernando Mendoza got laid out really bad, and his brother got to come in and throw a little bit for him before he came back in.
Got to pick up big brother slack.
Can we get can we see a little background on them?
On the Mendoza brothers?
On the Mendoza brothers. Hopefully they're from Cali.
Yeah, hopefully they're nothing like the Menendez brothers.
Oh, he's mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Why you just mix him all of a sudden?
He's mixed. You can tell.
He's white. He's half fucking white.
Yes. A 22-year-old fucking little famous
from
bastard.
Florida.
Miami, Florida. Okay.
Oh, is he?
Wait. He's probably the one that's Puerto Rican.
Cuban? Or maybe he's Puerto Rican, yeah.
What's his nationality?
Ethnicity,
sorry.
Cuban.
Okay.
And then Pavia is what?
We're taking credit for this food? But he looks like, my manager.
hey! Spain and Mexico. Let's go.
He's a victor.
Wait. Parents immigrated from... Okay, yeah. Spain and Mexico. Yeah. And wait. He was born in Cuba, though. Or his grandparents were. So what the fuck? So he's just Latino in general. He's just a general Latino.
Okay.
But we'll take credit.
No, we're not.
Mexico. Where's he from? Where's he from, though?
What,
Then this foot looks...
He doesn't like Albuquerque.
New Mexico? Oh, yeah, that's pretty Mexican.
That's...
He's the new one.
Mexican injury.
He's from New Mexico.
Oh, he's from the new one? Stupid. Go up?
No, New Mexico.
Oh, he transferred from New Mexico State University to... Okay.
Fire.
All right.
Breaking Bad.
Well, congratulations to these two guys, man.
Good for them.
Get your money, brothers.
Hell yeah.
The league's a long way from you guys, but get your money.
No, they might make it, bro. They might. No, they won't.
He'll be like a cool backup QB somewhere.
They might be. But that's where it starts.
Hey, someone's Jordan Love. Look at him now.
That's facts.
He's not that big. He's not the.
Yeah.
Some would say the same thing about Mac Jones right now playing backup to Brock Purdy is that one day Mac Jones could lead a team that's trash like the Jets.
Well, look at fucking, what's it called? May?
Drake May. Drake. He's actually pretty good.
Drake May. That's his nickname. Drake May.
What is it?
Drake. Drake May. May.
Drake May May.
No.
Who gave him that nickname? A black person? No, May May.
No, Drake May May. That's his nickname.
Now I'm going to watch me whip.
What the fuck's his real name?
Drake May.
I don't get it.
Why are you guys missing
this? What's the meme?
Drake. So his first name is Drake. Yeah. His nickname is Drake May. May.
Okay, why?
Oh,
why would they do that, though?
That's fucking stupid.
That's what
as
they
fuck.
Call him in That's New England.
Really?
Drake May. May.
Boston people just don't seem too surprised that they're fucking stupid. Like, that's such a stupid thing, fool. Yeah, I'm talking to you, rap. Well, Drake May May. All right.
Prendidos o perdidos? Let's see. What is it? Oh, that was interesting. Oh. Yo. Hey.
Okay.
Hold on. When this girl goes home. It was just a dance, babe.
All the carne asadas I've been to, I've never learned that dance.
Oh, God. What the fuck is this? That is automatic.
I'm going to tell you right now. Everything. They are not perdido at all. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're pretty coordinated, too.
They're coordinated. Look at them. Look at that.
They're a little weird shit.
That's not weird, man.
Stop it. Start from the top again.
Big side, I need a closer look.
Yeah,
all right, put your dick out.
I was almost there. Yo, that's fucking crazy.
Come up with a name for that.
But honestly, she's hitting the side. She's not even going straight to the... Is she dodging it?
She's like Lil' Kim with the dick.
I'm a fan of this dance. I'm going to tell you right now, fool. They're not perdido at all. Fool.
No.
They're prendido, fool. They're lit. They know exactly what they're doing. They've done this before. You know what? If you know what I like most about this video, that nobody around them cares. Nobody's judging them.
True.
Everybody's going on with life.
Yeah.
Look at this. Nobody's judging
them. Some people are watching a little bit, but everybody's also like doing their 1-2 step, you know? Hey.
Oh, the super track hump. Oh, yeah.
What would be really interesting is if this dance never existed before these two did it. That would be pretty funny. But unless this is a thing, if this is a thing, then I need to watch all the YouTube videos about it and see where it comes from ancestrally.
Yeah, like the culture wives?
Yeah. Because there'll be random ass dances like, oh, this shit originated in blah, blah, blah.
And blah, blah.
I think that move started in Hong Kong.
Which one? Which Hong Kong? The one in North America or the one in Asia?
The one in North America.
Okay, if it started there, then it's definitely
that
nice.
That dude is living. He's having the time. He's like, oh, I didn't see those.
I've seen that move before.
Oh, the pumps.
I'm still in love with you, girl. I'm na 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 na. Oh, this is. I got the right temperature.
Right there.
She's going on.
They got to come with a name for that move right there.
That's the...
The CTE.
CTB.
That's a good move. I like it. They're prendido. Yeah,
shout
day.
To them. I like that. That was cool. Shout out. Shout out my boy Rock Roll G for this new tat I got.
Right? Wow, Victor. How did the elbow feel?
It feels good. It didn't hurt that much. You know what? This one hurt way more than this one.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. This one didn't hurt that bad. It was just like a little uncomfortable. Obviously, you have your arm like hanging whatever for like 4 hours. But no, this didn't really hurt too bad. And this went up higher right here to like my wrist. And the moment like he touched my left wrist with this one, I was fucking dying. I was like, oh, fuck, stop touching my wrist, bitch. I didn't call him a bitch. But like, it was hurting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this one, I was like, damn, here it goes near the wrist. And I was like, I was cool. It didn't hurt that bad.
Well, it's because, you know, that hand has taken a lot of impact. You know, it's your dominant hand. It's and your wrist has done a lot of movement within the years, you know, a lot of. So it's used to a lot of uncomfortability.
True. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
It's used to a lot of like uncomfortable situations, and maybe that's why it's.
I need to work on my left.
Yeah, you need to work on the left.
You used to a lot, but now
yes,
yeah,
a lot of righty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but yeah, shout out Rock Roll G for blessing me with this dope haircut. What the fuck? This dope tattoo.
Man, I forgot you discombobulated.
I know.
Dope haircut.
With this dope tat, I got For those who don't know, it's my dad's car. It's 6'4" right here. Super dope. It's like a family car too. Like we go out cruising in it and stuff like that. He bought it when I was like 2 years old, and he's had it pretty much my whole life. He said he was gonna give it to me when I turned 18. I'm now 33.
You got it now. Look
and
at
I
it.
Don't have. This is as close as I'm gonna get to owning it, I guess. It was important to get it. I got my last name right here on the license plate too.
Super
hard. Rosecrans right here, Rosecrans Ave.
What was his reaction to it?
He liked it. He was like, damn, that's dope. Like, he actually liked it. And he was happy about it. And I was just like, look, I got it for you. You know?
I have a question about cool. Rock Roll G shaving you.
You're a fucking bitch. You've been waiting how many days to ask me this shit?
Because right, Vic is hairy as shit.
Bro, the inside of his arm is so fucking hairy.
All his hair was just falling on his lap. That fucking Rock Roll G didn't want to dust that off because he really liked Vic. Never made a little design with it.
Oh. Fucking six. What's your fucking question, or was that the question?
That was the question.
That's what he used, real clippers or just a shaver?
No, he shaved it. Shaved
a fucking
it.
Lawnmower. He's just
had to shave him outside the shop.
Yes, he fucking shaved my arm to fucking tattoo me, bro. What?
The rest of your arm, he just said, fuck it.
Yeah, no, yeah, I didn't. Honestly, I was gonna shave both arms, but then...
That's gay.
I mean, yeah, I did it last time, but I was just like, I thought better of it this time. I'm like, you know what? It's just gonna grow back. Like, because honestly, all this hair grew back in like 2 months. So I'm like, this will take about a month. It'll be
and you can't even really tell unless somebody's paying attention, like six, because he really likes you.
I know.
Wants to make out with you.
Mm. Yeah, I said the inside. Like, At least my palms aren't fucking hairy like you six.
Your palms are hairy?
This is a monkey joke.
No, it's not. It was not. No, it's not. It's a masturbation joke.
Mexican saying,
that's what. Yeah. Oh, it's a Mexican saying. You never heard Eminem? He's like, my palms are too hairy to hide. That was not that type of joke. Don't put that on me.
I spent too much time with doing
that. Yeah. But that did not go there.
I probably said
there.
That before.
I got that one off.
Hairy palms is like...
They used to say, like in Mexican saying, they say that if you jack off a lot, you have hairy palms. They'll be like, if you jack off a lot, you have hairy palms. And if you would look, that would mean that you jack off a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I said you have hairy
palms.
Where
did the hair come from?
the hair.
They would just say that.
It's just like a saying.
It's like a saying. So they would say, oh, yeah, if you jack off a lot, you have hair pumped. And then let's say you're a kid, like, oh, and you look.
That means you're guilty.
It means you're guilty. Or you're black.
You got hairy pump. Vic has one hairy pump. It's only his left hand.
His face when you said that, he's like, hey, whoa.
Hey, brother, man.
Hold on, brother. I don't want no problems.
What the fuck, Six?
Did not go there.
That was the funniest shit ever. Like, we're trying to embrace his tattoo for his father, and you're like, monkey joke. Like, hey, whoa, hey, bro, no. I was going to go press the button over there and put it back ahead. Fucking Six, you're stupid.
Oh, shit.
Make that very clear. Six, a black man said that joke.
Yes, it was not. By the way,
every time I hang out with, like, black people, they're the most racist towards each other.
Yeah.
Like, bro, they be saying some wild shit. I heard Six call somebody the ER word the other day.
Damn, I did.
You did? And I was like, hey. I felt offended. I was like, it's not okay.
Cut this shit out.
Like, I wouldn't ever say that in my dream.
You got a tattoo too, Duno.
Oh, yeah, you
yes,
did.
Chicos Toxicos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I'm my boys, man.
Vic, do you?
Is this just your fucking leg or what?
Yeah, literally. My thighs.
Is your scratch paper right here? Yeah. Look, so for those who don't know, he has a Chicos Toxico tat right there.
Yes.
He also has fried chicken, a drumstick next to it. And then also, I need a BBW.
No, BBWN.
Oh, my bad. The N, you can't really see the N anymore.
Yes, BBWN. Bad bitch with needs.
Okay.
Oh.
That I have in L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
And then I'm going to get, I'm going to get more things on my thighs.
Probably get a cover up.
Right Vic, now. Do you feel a way that he got Chicos Toxicos tattooed before Brown
before
Bag?
Before Brown Bag?
Yeah.
Vic got his girl thing that he met a month ago before me. Told me for 5 years. Fuck you, Six.
That's the type of shit I'd be arguing. Like, that's the type of shit that, like... That exact scenario is I'm you in that scenario. Yeah. Like, it's before anybody could say anything, I just, bama! And Jordan's like, what the fuck? What was that about? And yeah. I'm just like, yeah, it's not necessary.
Yeah, but, and then you have like fucking, and then I seen your fucking stupid black friends smacking them saying, smack, you were on a Metro bus the other day.
Where's this going?
I was like, who's stupid black friends? Mine or Vic? Vic has stupid black friends too. One of them is a Celtics fan. What a fucking idiot.
Rap downstairs right now. He's about to come up right here.
Yeah. And then, did he say anything about it? He didn't?
Not yet, but probably will.
Not yet.
It's just jealousy.
And he has a fucking Nintendo on him. Like a dipshit.
And a Ninja Turtle.
Any other Ninja, like shut the fuck up. And T-Roy has Heather tattooed 30 times all over his body.
And McDonald's and Ferrari.
Yeah, and McDonald's and Ferrari.
Supreme?
Is there like a...
But Supreme is something.
Name. Yeah.
Okay. That's
No. It's a black name.
Hold on. That's a good conversation because I have like people that like what you said, like, oh, you got Jordan's name tatted before your son or before your mom or whatever the case is. Like, I didn't know there was a tattoo order of operations.
There is. Some, I'm going to tell
is
you.
Is there? I think that's a discussion.
As somebody that's been tattooed for a long time, tattoo poppy. I'm gonna be honest. I got my M first.
Okay, and that was sacred to you. You're like, I need, before I get anything cracked off, I need to get the M.
And I got a chunky on my leg.
Okay,
and I remember getting it, and I remember being like the first one from all the homies to get it, and everyone they were like, oh yeah, like this shit for life, type shit. So I got that, and then I got the zip code tatted on me.
Okay,
and my mom wasn't too mad at the M. Like, she was mad, obviously, but she was mad at the zip code. She's like, what the fuck is that for when you get lost or what? and then I ended up just getting more shit done. I got my sister's name. But I feel like, even though I don't regret any tattoos, I really don't. I really don't. Yeah. I think to me that I have... I definitely wish I would have gone all out for certain pieces. Like, I wish, like, this arm, like, I love it. Like, mm-hmm. It has... But there's a lot of shit that I don't like here that I thought about maybe getting some big shit just going all around and then maybe adding like something for my sisters, something. But I do have all my sisters tied. I got my nieces and nephews. I got to add the other one that's being fucking born.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to add her name.
Yeah.
And then I got like my leg, this leg I really love. Like I have like the logo. I got my niece. I got the little rock dude for my for my pops.
Yeah, I was about to say it's for pops.
And then I got the homie Mott's throwy tatted on me.
Oh yeah.
And then I got the homies, the world. People can't really see that. People, I don't even think people know I got it, but
yeah,
it's like a world with the homies. Fire.
Yeah.
But if
but does the order of it matter necessarily? Because it's like.
But I think it matters to people. One, I don't have a son. Mm-hmm. Two, I've never gotten a girl's name. So I think maybe in that position, yeah. I think like Miami is like, oh, you were young and rebellion.
I see.
Like, see, you know what I'm saying? But should I have maybe gotten my mom's name first? Maybe. But my mom doesn't like tattoos.
Yeah.
I think if somebody does like tattoos, then you don't get like, hypothetically speaking, you're starting to love tattoos, right? Like it's yeah. You're starting to embrace the culture, love yeah. it a lot more. Like let's say Vic turns 18, he could damn near do what he wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you get an Impala and then I don't know a car in the next.
Yeah.
And he gets his girl's name tattooed first, you're gonna be like, well, what the fuck? You might not think that now because you got Jordan name tattooed, but
no, I for sure like I
like,
knew,
do you think okay
I went into this knowing everybody's gonna call me a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like, okay
I wasn't okay. Like
maybe this is more important. How did your mom feel about the tattoo?
I think she liked it, and she, when I got this, I don't think she liked it. No, I'm serious. She's like, "That's enough, mijo. That's you're killing your body." Oh, she didn't like
it because you got it for your pops.
Maybe.
My car wasn't good enough.
But like, yeah. But like, how do you think little Vic's mom would feel if he got? I don't know. Let's say he's dating a Rebecca, and he got her name tatted. She'd probably be like, Victor.
Or I mean, yeah, but my mom didn't talk shit about this tattoo.
No, not necessarily. What I'm saying is like,
no, I mean, what I care, like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of operations. I guess I'm just speaking to like you got like nobody knows my plans, your plans of like what you're gonna get tattooed, right? So it's 100%. Like I'm gonna get my son shit, but like I want it to be something dope, artistic. Like, you gotta understand, we have the same name too. So it's like, I'm not just gonna get my name.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta get like a little baby photo of him or something.
Yeah, I wanna do something. And I don't really like portraits, to be honest. So like,
oh, you're not
like,
a fan of them?
No, not a big fan.
Fool,
of
you
them.
Look the best in portraits with that fucking white skin of yours. You would like, literally, you have the perfect skin
really?
For tattoos.
I don't know. I'd never, like, you gotta, like, I've seen them, and I've just been like, I don't know.
You're the one person that could get a portrait, fool.
Yeah.
And it'll look like.
And I would, if
it'll be like a fucking hairy portrait.
Harry portrait? Yeah, I know.
Like, and especially, like, I've seen fools get that. Like, I remember the homie Rems, he got his mom's, I think his mom or his baby mama's, her eyes.
Okay.
And, like, your mom has color eyes. Like, that would be something dope to do. Like, there is things that I wish, like, I got shit like that. Like,
I think I want to get, like, my mom's last name tatted, like, her maiden name.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
You know what I'm saying? Super something hard. Like that. And then, but, like, for my son, I want to get something, too. But it's, like, I'm going to be very selective with what I get. But it's, like, it's not like I'm never going to do it. People are, like, oh. You know, it's, like, for
and
this,
I, feel like,
I was
I
just,
feel like,
this
is I
wanted
Vic
to
Benchy.
Do
it. Yes. Can I imagine you hanging out with your family, and they're, like, oh, so you got Jordan, but not your sister's name, huh?
No.
I know.
Not that. I think it was specific to, like, a lot of people saying, like, I didn't get my son's name tatted. But I'm, like, bro, I'm going to get, maybe not his name, but, like, something for him. The same thing, I didn't get my dad's name here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's, like, this is his car.
Yeah, that's dope.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Dope.
Like, and it's, like, it means something to me. But I'm not doing my tattoos in order. You get me? I'm just doing them, like, as I see fit. Like,
I think people do see it like that, though. And I get it because I think it's, but, again, I've never been in the predicament to where, like, let's say if I have one baby mama tatted and I don't have the other one or that situation.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember my sister got a tattoo of me and, like, Daniel, but I was, like, it was kind of, like, she kind of, like, got it, like, it was, like, cursive and hidden. I was, like, dude, what the fuck? I have my sister's name big as fuck, like, with a tag, like, Erica, like, and they freestyled it. But remember, I got her name first and the other two were livid.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? So I had to get theirs right
So the
after.
Order of operations of tattoos.
But I don't
thing.
Think my sister, Adriana, has my name tatted on me.
Mm.
And neither does Cookie, so fuck them. I could be wrong. I could be.
Yeah, I want to get my nieces on me.
But my sister has, like, Duno. She has, like, the actual Duno nickname.
Dope.
And then my mom has no tattoos, so I can't
be,
like.
Of course, yeah.
And then my dad, Loki, had a portrait of me, like a baby photo of me.
Wow.
On his back.
That's pretty dope.
And then my dad had a photo of my, a heart, of three hearts of my sisters. And he had my sister Adriana in the middle.
Mm.
And the biggest, but because she was a preemie, she could have died.
Oh,
so he had, like, a lot more faith. But, yeah, like.
Yeah.
And, like, now that I'm getting older and I'm, like, such a huge, like, like huge, like I like the Virgin Mary, and it's actually her birthday coming up this week.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Where whatever your religion, whatever your religion beliefs are, this is ours right here at Brown Bag. You know what I'm saying? But yes, and you know, so yeah, it is her birthday coming up. But I wish I would have somewhere where I could have enough space to, like, I would have put it right here, huge, like badass. But I already got these tatted.
Yeah.
So you know, you have to live with those. Like. And now that my mom used to be like, when you get older, you're gonna want something that's more meaningful.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm older and I'm like, fuck. So I'm thinking of getting her on my back. Like chunky, like my whole back. Like, but I have a dip on my back because I'm thick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like curvy. So I'm like, well, I don't know. But yeah, there is an order technically. Like, usually fools get their fucking mom named Teddy.
That's the starter tag.
My mom wasn't tripping. She was like, just don't ever get your face.
Your own face?
Your face tatted.
Like my face tatted. What the fuck am I, Steve-O?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what kind of dumb shit?
Don't get your own face tatted.
I'm like, why does she need to tell you that?
But honestly, who am I to judge? Like, a lot of my tattoos were based off the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I was living in the moment. I was like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really how it was. Like, you know, so this leg, I'm keeping it clean. And I'm thinking of doing something new here. And just fucking... They would have to take over like half my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm down for it. Like, okay. I'm super down for them to just... I just have to find somebody that's like a cover art, like...
Yeah.
Professional.
It's going to be a lot of like...
It's a lot of shading, a lot of sitting there, yeah. A couple sessions, you know?
Yeah.
Or you get it lasered and then go over it.
I could just go over it.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about it. I've been... Because I like this. The Do Knows World, it represents me.
Yeah.
I like this part. I like the downtown LA buildings. Yeah. And this all this looks super dope. So I think it's time for me to I might get my mom's name like how you have yours, but I already have it here. So I'm in that dilemma. I'm like getting into that place where I'm like, where should I push it?
Yeah. And now, like, I see why people get a lot of tats, because I'm like, now I feel like.
Before
I only have these, and I'm like, now I need to like fill this.
But fool, I'm saying you being weirdo, fool, a portrait would look badass on you, dog.
On my chest.
Nah, you have a super hairy chest, so one just right here is gonna look crazy. But I think if you get your arm, it'll look super dope. Like, if you get little, like, baby little Vic right here,
yeah,
fool, that shit would look fly, fool.
Something. Yeah, I wanna get something here.
Like, I think it would look super fly.
Yeah, I'm a plot with my boy Rock Roll G.
And then what about your sisters? They're hating on the fact that you don't have them tatted yet?
No, they don't care. But they were just like, oh. Like, they were, like, hating in a way. Like, my youngest sister, Vanessa, was like, oh, you got dad's car tatted? Like, fuck, now I have to get his name big as hell or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, she's like, damn, like, you beat us to it, like, to do something cool for dad, you know?
And I was just like, does Bree have him tatted?
No, Bree just has, I think, just one big-ass back tat.
Oh, yeah.
That's all she has, I think.
She's like one, and I'm going all out.
Yeah, but it's her whole back. Her whole back is cut, and that's just dope.
I heard it's painful as fuck, the back.
It has to be.
Because it also touches, like, the rib and shit in the back,
Yeah, I don't think she has other tats besides that, but, they were hating. No, they don't care. They didn't talk shit or anything. But, like I said, I want to get my nieces, Gia and Juliana, but then you never know, because, like, what if my sister has more kids or my other sister has kids? I have to leave some room, like, all right, pending kids or some shit. Pending, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, Cookie's naming her daughter Metzli, which I don't know what it means, but that's what they're naming her. And I'm like, where should I get her? And me and Cookie are probably the closest out of all me and my sister. So, you know, and this might be our first brown little baby, because the other three kids are pretty white, like my mom's side of the family. And so, you know, we have to embrace the little brown baby. You know what I'm saying?
How do you know it's going to be brown?
That's what I'm saying. She might be hella white.
You never
because,
know.
Because my brother-in-law's mom is like, her whole family, like, white color eyes.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping we have a little brown niece. You know what I'm saying? We need a little brown joint in the family. My nephew is just some fat. Balance. He's white. My other nieces are, like, white, antisocial, so... I'm like, fucking shit.
Duno's being outnumbered.
I'm being outnumbered. Just all women in my life.
Yeah.
And then actually I have to get her Christmas gift. I'm like, does it count? She's not born this year, right?
You have to get her Christmas gift?
She's born in February.
No, wait till her birthday. Oh, she's going to be a Pisces, maybe?
She might. I think she's end of February. She might be.
Yeah,
that'll be Pisces.
Still Pisces, yeah.
Yeah.
Till March,
That would mean 3 birthdays in February. 4. My sister... Her daughter and my other sister's 2 daughters.
And then you're in March.
And I'm in March. Shit. So my mom got a lot of cooking.
My mom, to my mom, is like a reset. Because all my nieces, and nephew, they're about to go to the middle school.
Oh, okay, okay.
And my niece, Jaylene, is like in the fourth, like she's like 4 years old, almost five.
Yeah.
So she's getting to that age where like, it's like you babysit, but not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she's back to step one. Like newborn. Baby, like.
It's never going to finish because then Duno's going to start. Nope. Having little Dunos.
I'm coming to, I might be the cool unk.
Not have kids?
And just adopt a little African kid. You're, my boy.
There we go.
You're so emo right now.
No, I said my boy's six, like for his people.
Oh, I thought you were going to adopt me like you did Andres.
Oh.
You adopted Andres?
Oh, you thought I was calling the little African kid a boy? Or like, come here, boy.
Now, Vic, you see? It wasn't you.
It was Jose. It wasn't me. But yes, my boy six.
January 17th, the Novo. You guys got to buy tickets or else. Pan to the empty seat. January 17th at the Novo. Soon we are going to announce our special guest performer.
Press the link in our description, please, to buy tickets.
That's right, AXS.com. Search Brown Bag in the tickets and come out. Buy your tickets now. Buy them early. Ladies, if you screenshot a photo of your ticket and tag Brown Bag Pod and Duno, then you might win
a free pair of shoes.
Yeah, his ex's shoes that she was supposed to get for Christmas, but you know they broke up because he's loyal to you.
She wanted to be naughty. And now he's going to be nice.
That's right. Brown Bag Pod.
For the link in the description.
Buy tickets now.
Now.